PM. So 2 days ago, of course yesterday we were saying Tehillim, so 2 days ago we talked about the halachos surrounding haircuts, and it brings you back to the Pasuk in Parsha Shemini when one of the great early tragedies in Jewish history takes place, when Nadav and Avihu die, in fact, in the Mishkan, so sort of like the Beis HaMikdash itself, and they're given special instructions which are contrary to the normal Dinei Avelus. So this is an example of what we call Miklal Lav Atah Shomea Hein. What they weren't allowed to do is what normally Avelim are supposed to do. So the Pasuk there says, Rosheichem Al Tifra'u, don't let your hair grow. So we, of course, during the state of Avelus, have to let our hair grow, and that would include shaving as well, as we discussed. And the next clause is Uvigdeichem Lo Sifromu, that you're not allowed to tear your clothes. It normally means that you would tear your clothes when you're in a state of mourning. What's interesting, do we tear our clothes during the 3 weeks? No. Do we tear our clothes during the 9 days? No. Not even on Tisha B'Av do we tear our clothes. The waiting for the tearing of the clothes is actually until after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And this actually, again, parallels the halachos of Avelos, because when do we tear our clothes as mourners? Only after the loved one, the family member, the immediate family member, has passed away. So again, there is a halacha that's recorded in the Gemara in Moed Katan. If you see the Beis HaMikdash in its destruction, if you see the city of Yerushalayim in its destruction, if you see cities of Yehuda, Rei Yehuda in its destruction, you'd actually be obligated to tear your clothes, because that's the rough equivalent of seeing a dead body. And the question is, what does this all mean for us today? Thank God we do have Jewish sovereignty. So there's a strong consensus amongst the poskim that when it comes to the city of Yehuda, that thank God we've experienced great rebuilding in those areas, and therefore the obligation to tear Kriya would be suspended. And likewise for Yerushalayim, thank God Yerushalayim after 1967 is a unified city, it's not a divided city. Look at all the construction in Yerushalayim. I know people get frustrated a little bit with the traffic. Isaac was just there for some time. Okay, people complain about the light rail, the traffic, but thank God that means they're building it up. However, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the majority of the poskim feel that it's not enough that we have, technically speaking, sovereignty over the Temple Mount. And by the way, we do. We allow the Waqf to administrate it, but it really is under Jewish sovereignty. And some poskim try to rely on the fact that we don't actually see the Mikdash. We see one of the outer retaining walls, what we call the Kotel. And the basic position is that, at least in principle, the obligation to tear, it wouldn't be every day, but if you hadn't been there, let's say in 30 days, would be in place of seeing the Makom HaMikdash. I just wanted to conclude by noting a fascinating and beautiful machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about what it means to tear in these particular cases, over the Beis HaMikdash, over Yerushalayim, over the cities of Yehuda. So the Mishnah in Moed Katan describes how tearing for our parents is different than tearing for other relatives. Basically, four differences. You tear for other relatives, you could do it with a kli, a utensil. You tear for your parents, you do it with your hand. It's much more visceral. You tear for other relatives, you tear an article of clothing. When you tear for your parents, it's you tear all of the articles of clothing, not just the shirt, but the jacket, if you're wearing a jacket, okay, tie doesn't count. A third difference would be when it comes to other relatives, you're tearing on the right side. When it comes to a parent, you tear on the left side, ad shemigala eslibo, because it's really like a person's heart is being torn out to lose a mother or a father. We can only have one mother or father. And also when it comes to tearing for mother and father, we can never properly stitch up that tear ever. So the Rambam says that when the Mishnah compares the tearing that we do for the death, quote-unquote, of the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, of Arei Yehuda, to tearing for our parents, we mean it in all four senses of the term, in every single way. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, no, we didn't really mean it across the board. And he has a much more limited definition of what that comparison is all about. But this idea of losing the Beis HaMikdash, losing Yerushalayim, losing the cities of Yehuda, sovereignty over Israel, being equated in halacha, according to the Rambam's view, as losing, you know, a parent, is, I think, a very, very powerful statement about what all this means. So again, unlike the haircuts, Rosheichem al Tifra, Vigdeichem lo Sifromu, that has to be delayed until after the death itself. So that would mean, again, post the Churban, that we would have Dinei Kriya, and that is how Dinei Kriya express themselves, not so much during the 3 weeks, but as part of the general mourning that we have the entire year over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. God willing, tomorrow we'll get into the halachos of Shehechiyanu during this time of year as we move closer and closer towards the study of the halachos of the 9 days, which of course for us begin on Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbat.